The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.
Oh my gosh, is everybody happy it's Friday?
Yes.
102.9 The Wolf. Welcome to our Facebook fight. We do this every morning at 7:50. Just a reminder to take it easy on each other, and especially behind a keyboard where apparently you can get nasty. Where's this Facebook fight from, Mandy?
This is from the Waverly, Minnesota Community Happenings page. It was sent to us on Facebook.
We are all waving at Waverly today.
Oh, that's cute.
With one finger. No, I didn't say that.
They're waving at each other with one finger at Waverly, okay?
Oh, boy. All right. Who's playing whom, Mandy?
I'm going to be Shelly. PT, we're going to have you be Dave. And Greg, you're going to be Daryl. And just a reminder, the names in the fights are always changed to protect the guilty.
Ring that bell.
Shelly. Has anybody seen this man driving around? Know what he wants? He's in a silver car. He came up to our door, tugged on it to see if it was unlocked, rang the doorbell, and then left. I wouldn't be so worried, but he checked to see if my door was unlocked. Judge me if you want for posting a pic of him, but I just want to know what he wants and why he tried opening my door.
Dave, judging by your ring photo, he has a name badge on, and his picture and name are right on it. Stop trying to make this something that it's not. If you felt so unsafe, call the police, not Facebook. We aren't detectives, we aren't the police, and we aren't this man. Grow up!
Dave, you are the one that needs to grow up. Take your childish behavior and shove it elsewhere.
Daryl. Dave, there are a lot of scammers out there. Just because he's got a badge on doesn't mean it's authentic. Better to be safe than sorry, in my opinion. Good on you, Shelly.
This guy is well known in Buffalo. He is authentic.
Sure, he's well known in Buffalo, but I'm not from Minnesota, so he isn't known to me, which is why I made this post to ask if anyone knew anything. Jeez.
So call the police instead of blasting Facebook, or call the city. Obviously, you aren't from here because most Minnesotans aren't this stupid.
Dave, I think you're just looking for drama. Take your attitude somewhere else.
Right? I thought this was supposed to be a helpful site for neighbors to help each other, not for judgmental people looking for the drama. Thanks, neighbor.
Unreal. Done here. Bye.
Bye now.
Oh, they got that sorted out in Waverly. Thank you for sending us these Facebook fights, by the way. You can always message us on Facebook at 1029 The Wolf. Screenshot them and get them over to Mandy Atz. Oh, sorry. There you go.
1029thewolf.com.
And another Facebook fight Monday morning at 7:50 right here on The Wolf. Stars and Guitars, we've been talking about that today. You talked about it yesterday. It was Wednesday night, and over $50,000 raised for the music program at U of M Masonic Children's Hospital. But after the event, you sat down, Mandy, with PT and his mom and a few other people and his girlfriend, Brooke. And something came out of her mouth that sort of took you by surprise.
Yeah, but the funny thing was, is PT said that she doesn't remember saying what she said.
I asked her about it yesterday. She said she didn't remember it.
So I thought maybe we should remind her what she said. And I actually have a new theory as to why she said it. So we'll have to find out if this is what she really wants or not next on 102.9 The Wolf.
You're waking up with The Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.